There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend. Today's a good day to live up to my reputation. Today's a good day to free us up in combination. No matter what you say.
Hello. 7 and a half to the hour, Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler, Molly Page, the news sage, Jennifer Horn, who is a sage into and unto herself. Here's the big story of the day, story of a man who killed himself on paper, according to
what?
A man killed himself on paper.
His paper like, cuts can hurt, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This guy facing charges, he faked his own death to get out of paying student loans. David Venezia owed thousands of dollars in loans. Authorities say he pretended to be a relative when he called MIT and said he had died in an accident. MIT sent condolences and asked them to send the death certificate.
Do people not believe in karma?
That's awesome.
Oh, my God. People are amazing. All right. So Molly Page, the news sage, has the latest, the conversation about these two guys getting out of jail. Richard Matt and David Sweat. Couple of tough-looking dudes escaping from Clinton Correctional Facility in the middle of nowhere.
That sounds like a TV show, doesn't it? Matt
yeah.
and Sweat.
Right. Matt and Sweat, yeah.
Matt and Sweat.
You think they're going to be on Tinder soon?
Sounds like a yoga class.
Doesn't
quite
it, huh?
Right.
Matt, and, yeah, it does, doesn't it? Right. Yeah. So, hot yoga. I gave up on that after two lessons. I'd had enough of that.
Really?
Oh, my God.
It's
more
hot. Sweat for you.
Right.
Ew.
No, thank you. All right, so apparently, Molly, a female prison guard is being questioned because...
Mom, check up.
Please fill in the blank.
Well, this is what we're getting from the New York Post. They're saying it's an employee being questioned. Yeah. That, according to a high-level source talking to the Post, they said it's not a guard and that she had already been yanked from her post.
Really?
Sure, there was some yanking going on.
Yeah.
I knew Jennifer would get there.
Hey, stop it.
Given seconds, Jennifer would be all over it.
All right. Going.
So the source is saying that she may have been wooed by one of the escaped killers, Richard Matt.
That's wooed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this wooed. okay, so this is what this source says, and I'll tell you who the source is, because this is kind of hilarious to me. He says he has a way with the ladies. This source, retired Detective David Bentley, he's talking about Matt, Richard Matt.
Okay.
Who helped?
Matt is 48 years old, by the way.
Indeed, yeah. He helped put Matt away for the
George
19...
Clooney of criminal.
Well, apparently, according to what this detective said, he put Matt away for the 1997 murder of a businessman. Quote, when Matt's cleaned up, he's very handsome. And in all frankness, how do I say this? He wears big shoes?
Yeah.
He gets
all
right, girlfriends any
on,
place
go,
he goes.
Going.
This is according to the detective. Why does the detective know this? And why is he telling the Post?
I think he's trying to get out of jail.
He must be friends with Lindsey Graham. Keep going.
Anyway, so that's really all they have right now. They have no more information on this woman or exactly how it happened, except they did say that there was work going on in the prison. Mm-hmm. All the prison tools are accounted for.
she was seen leaving work with a limp. And
ahead.
A power tool.
Anyway, so he said there's major construction going on in the prison right now. And he said the cuts in the wall, the cuts in the pipe, he said they're perfect and they're clean as if they possibly had help. They knew how to use these tools.
All right. If you've taken a look at the pictures of this place, this is an eerie looking place. This is no play. You wouldn't want to spend 5 seconds there if you didn't have to. And these people, they're killers, they're murderers. And so what else can happen? This is now speculation. Once you get away from, okay, they're out of jail. This woman may have helped them. There was a prison project going on. The rest of it is all complete speculation. Where are they going? They're only 20 miles south of the Canadian border, so there's an easy shot there if they can swim across the Rio Grande. Oh, wait a minute. That's Mexico.
Wow, listen. How do you, but you know, in this day and age of drones and cameras and social media, how do you escape? I mean, how do people even think they're going to get away?
I know. The best part of this story is the picture of the Post-it that they left behind with a have a nice day sign on it. And
they were polite.
Right.
But it wasn't polite.
Hmm.
No,
it was racially skewed.
Yeah, it's very it's sort of Asian looking. How's that?
It's a parody of an Asian person.
Yeah. Mm. Right. Yeah. All right. So anyway, what do you have for social media? Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter, Good Day, Kenny.
A couple of comments on the prison break. Dan says, the police should stop wasting time with teenagers in bikinis and instead go after the real bad guys.
Yep. Amen to that. Here's a comment I just saw. People judge the death penalty far too harshly, and although America is the only Western democracy to still kill its citizens, the practice has lots of support elsewhere in the world. The top 20 countries for executions were China, Iran, Saudi Arabia last year, Iraq, USA, Pakistan, Yemen, North Korea, Vietnam, Libya, Afghanistan, Japan, Syria, Sudan, Bangladesh, Somalia, Egypt, Indonesia, Belarus, and Taiwan. Not exactly the A team. But should both of these people have been put to death for their crimes is the question being asked by some. All right, Kenny, what else you got?
One more. Bob says, power tools operating in the prison and the guards didn't hear anything.
Yeah.
What a waste of taxpayer money. Mm-hmm. Why aren't they using cameras to monitor the inmates?
Uh-huh. Well, maybe they were installing those. Maybe that's what the power tools were there for. Watch the inmates. This is an old prison.
Every cell, though.
Yeah.
They have them probably that shoots down the hallway, which doesn't give them any view to if somebody's going out the back of the cell through the cement wall.
Yeah. This is more of the same government incompetence, same stuff, different day, that's all. Ladies and gentlemen, I have some exciting, amazing news. You can get ready for the warmer weather. Summer starts 2 weeks from today, first full day of summer. If you have hair that is thinning, more hair on your brush than on your head, you probably ought to pick up the phone and call 800-525-8319. Never mind, probably. You absolutely ought to call and order Provia. Provia is the first natural hair thinning treatment from Chamonix. It works on the three main causes of your hair thinning. Cleansing the pores, allowing the follicles of hair under your scalp to come through, and there's a thickening agent in Provia that makes the hair that you have look fuller and thicker, so you're going to have a nicer appearance from the get-go. As soon as you start using Provia, you will like it. It's almost a miracle. 800-525-8319. What I like to say is, guarantee is simple. You get your hair back, or you get your money back. One or the other. That's it. No argument, no discussion. It either works or it doesn't. And obviously it works a lot more than it doesn't, because otherwise they wouldn't keep selling it if they had to give everybody their money back. Provia cleanses your scalp, gets the hair to grow. You look better. We're all happier. 525-8319 for Provia. Make sure you get your hair back before the summer gets hot and you have a lot of exposure on your head. 800. This will give you more hair. You don't get a sunburn on your head either.
Yeah, that's you can't wear a hat.
800-525-8319.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. But every biker and every driver should know about police speak. 207A-242-187. Know your police call. Today, American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. numeric police calls, always read one number at a time, like 311, indecent exposure. Maybe the dude was emptying out his bladder in the alleyway. More serious might be a 187 homicide, 207 kidnapping, 207A attempted kidnapping. You get the idea. Those left standing on the corner might have fallen victim to a 215 carjacking, 505A reckless driving. Will live on forever in your insurance premium. 586 illegal parking. No, your police calls. Your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
His parents wanted him to learn a trade, so he got a job laying carpet, but he was terrible at it.
Next, he tried being a cook, but he couldn't tell when the food was done, so he would sample small pieces off every plate.
He became a waiter in an upscale restaurant, but he couldn't open a bottle of wine without getting cork in it.
He learned two valuable lessons from all of these jobs. First, you don't have to be good at everything.
Second, it doesn't matter how many times you failed. You only have to get it right once.
And get it right he did. Mark Cuban is now a celebrity entrepreneur and one of the richest people in the world.
So learn from everything you do, even if you're bad at it. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here has your little tyke discovered four-letter words, or let me put it another way. Would you like an easy way to stop cursing in its tracks?
You watch your language.
Here's the social science of it. No doubt when kids hit a certain age, they're going to try out all the new words they hear at school and on the playground. And, of course, television and movies are a source of a salty language. To stop it, you could correct until you're blue in the face, or try this instead. Take a quart jar and fill it with quarters. Show it to your child and say, hey, this is yours.
Cool.
However, every time I hear you curse, I'm taking four quarters out of the jar.
Oh, bogus.
What's left at the end of the month is yours to keep. What's the cheap psychological trick? Yeah, it's a cheap form of bribery, and it'll keep the curse words out of your house. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
17 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. All right, here's the story from North Carolina that people are talking about. Authorities hailing a school bus driver for thwarting a potential bloodbath at an elementary school. Bus driver Alice Bradley calling 911 to report a man pointing a gun at her at the elementary school in Franklin. Officers responded and arrested Adam Conley and his girlfriend Catherine Jeter on multiple charges. Authorities say the couple told officers they intended to shoot students and teachers at the school because it was God's will. And the bus driver said when interviewed, everybody says I'm a hero. I'm not a hero. I just reacted like anybody else would. The local newspaper said the incident began when this fellow with a gun confronted Alice Bradley at 5 o'clock in the morning in the school parking lot. She said he just pointed the gun at me. He's going to shoot me, she thought. I just got out of my car and I went toward him. Her actions sent Conley running for cover. He thought she would stop, and he didn't. Or she didn't. So anyway, the police got him with a stun gun. He had two handguns and a holster. Because the holsters always come with two positions now. Do they consider the stuff you stick under your arm, the police, is that a holster?
Yes.
Or the holsters like
the
cover?
Anything that holds a gun is a holster.
It's a holster, really. All right. So anyway, they got him, but if it hadn't been for her, he would have gotten away with maybe murder. Who knows? Why was 5:15? That seems awfully early to get in a parking lot for a school, doesn't it? Just getting into the bus.
They were just going out to pick up the kids, I would imagine, because our kids get picked up at 6:20.
Yeah. $1 million. They're both in jail on $1 million bond.
Wow.
But who thinks like that? Who does? What are you smoking?
People who hear
what
things.
What are you drinking?
Yeah.
Well, they do suspect that they were on drugs.
No.
I know.
Shocker.
Wow. This just in. Huh.
I had another big drinking night on Saturday.
Really?
Yeah,
I love when Doug straps one on there.
I had
throw back some super beats.
What I was I was told that it was about a thimble full of sangria, but I had at one point, I'm looking, and my head is going around, and then about 10 minutes it stopped. But
with one sip of sangria, holy moly.
And I slept. I had a great night's sleep. Like
that was more of a sugar high than anything.
You think that's what it was?
Yeah.
21 after.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
All right, let's get back to Redbone. This is the Redbone Radio Network. And they have a performance on Wolfman Jack's Midnight Special.
We've been playing the song all day because it was our one-hit wonder.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun with Redbone.
And we're just stuck on the song.
Yeah, yeah.
And we found this performance from 1974 on Wolfman Jack's The Midnight Special. I mean, full Native American regalia.
Yeah, no, they used to dress when they were performing. They were dressed up.
All
dressed up. The headbands, the whole headdress, and all that stuff.
Yep, the whole thing. Yeah. Dancing around on stage, and then they go right into the big hit.
Yeah. Here we go. Ready? Not too much this week. You got to tell some other stories here. Play more of this, we can play less of Celine Dion.
Heck yeah.
All right, we've done that enough today. Next,
that is our
Walmart.
Official Doug Steffen song.
Yeah, it is.
And here's the official Walmart song. I say we win every time.
All right. Okay. Walmart's trying to find a way to motivate its 1.3 million U.S. workers, according to the story at DougSteffen.com. They announced higher starting wages earlier this year.
That motivates people.
Yeah, that's very good. Yep. And they want to improve customer service as well. I mean, if you have good employees, customers are going to be happy.
And you know what?
Right.
They're doing it the right way because they decided themselves
that
they wanted to raise the wages. They weren't told by government to do it.
There were a lot of protests.
One strategy that elicited a particularly loud ovation from the crowd of workers, an end to the constant loop of Celine Dion and Justin Bieber songs that are blasted into the stores. They have the Walmart radio network that is run at headquarters. So a lot of stores have, a lot of chains have these things. And they decided they wanted, they thought Celine Dion was what their workers and their patrons wanted to hear.
I got news for you. I don't do Walmart much, but last time I was there, I didn't see a whole lot of Celine Dion fans.
Fans, no. Especially when it costs. Well, how much does it cost to go to one of her concerts? Good Lord.
How can you tell a Celine Dion fan?
Yeah, trust me. I can tell you how much it costs.
Yeah.
Right. I can tell you how much it costs to go to a Celine Dion concert, because that's $1,000 of my inheritance I'll never get back when my mom and dad saw her in Vegas.
$1,000. You don't need the money anyway. All right, let's see. Keeping the music moving, our video of the day today comes from YouTuber Grant Woodland. I'm sorry, Woodlard, taking 25 of the most famous commercial jingles, woven them together in a very entertaining mashup. We got a little audio here, but you got to see this in the video of the day box at DougStefan.com. You recognize that, huh? I wish we had television going here for us. By this time next year, we'll have TV. We'll have a TV component to Good Day by this time next year. How's that?
Just what people want to see.
Right now. What, me in my bathroom? Sorry about that. You?
This is amazing.
It really is.
Kit Kat bar.
What can you tell us about this fellow, Kenny? Grant Woodland?
He does lots of these videos where... When you see it, it's just the keyboard.
Yeah.
He uses different things to hit the keys.
Really?
And in this case, it's the products, each product from their jingle. So he's got a little...
But listen, let me back it up here just a little bit, okay?
Yeah.
And hold on, just right here. He's doing the Coca-Cola and the Toys R Us jingle. You'll recognize them separately, but when he plays them together, and he's right, he's using a Toys R Us thing, and but listen to it.
Very clever.
Winston cigarettes. Amazing. Some people in this country, in this world, are just
so clever.
Incredibly clever.
Clever, 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 clever. Nothing wrong with that, Richie. We celebrated. Dr. Joy Brown around with us in the next half hour to motivate you if you're interested in...
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Healthy diet and exercise should be a part of any weight loss effort. A small shipping and handling fee may apply.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. How did I become so fat?
If you are a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, you may be eligible for our risk-free trial of Ambrin Complete by calling 1-800-210-4432. After 40, your body changes, and so should your weight loss strategy. Ambrin Complete is a unique combination of clinically tested formulas specifically for women over 40. Ambrin Complete helps you balance hormones, relieve hot flashes, night sweats, sleeplessness, promote energy levels, and yes, help you lose weight, including that stubborn fat. No crazy diets or exercise routines required. Just take Ambrin Complete for 90 days. It's that easy. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Ambrin hotline today. But wait, call right now and we'll give you a 20-day supply of Ambrin free. Call 1-800-210-4432. That's 1-800-210-4432. Again, 1-800-210-4432.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's presents what every American needs to know about central bank power, a gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Today is the day. Good day. Good day. No matter what happened on yesterday. Tomorrow. Put a stop. Lost. This is like talking about Wall Street, but we're worriers. We're all worried. As my dear Meredith says, worrying is nothing but a prayer for what you don't want. So why would you be worrying? Because 95% of what you worry about doesn't come to pass anyway. So let's see if we can get Dr. Joy Brown to help us with worrying here on the Good Days. Make us better.
I'm a big fan of this philosophy.
A better worry. Which one?
Not worrying. My philosophy is don't worry until you have something to worry about.
Yeah, and what would you be worrying about? You know.
Well, when I had cancer.
Yeah. Well, okay.
I took it easy when my dad was sick.
Right.
Took it, and, you know, once when my wife just went to the doctor for something where initially you're a little scared.
Yeah.
You know, so it can happen every day. It can happen to all of us every single day. Don't worry until you have something to worry about.
Don't worry. Be happy, please. Ken Kessler, the Info Wrestler, Molly Page, the News Sage, Rich McFadden at the controls.
Doug, just that guy.
All right, so the anger that has been expressed over Caitlyn Jenner being chosen over Lauryn Hill for the ESPY Award, I think we saw earlier, Kenny, on the Twitter page, Jenner writing, "What the hell am I going to wear?" when it was announced that he was going to be honored at the ESPY Awards. He's getting the Arthur Ashe Award for Courage. We all know that Caitlyn is the new female identity for Bruce Jenner. Now some are crying foul over ESPN's decision to choose Jenner instead of the basketball player Lauryn Hill, who battled brain cancer while she stayed on the team. Remember that story? She was only 19. She died in April. She wasn't the only overlooked candidate, however. Noah Galloway, who is an Iraq veteran, lost most of an arm and a leg fighting, still competes in extreme sports. He was in Dancing with the Stars, I think, last season, was he not?
Yeah, this past season, yeah.
All right, so what's the rub here? Kenny, you got any more comments at Facebook or Twitter on this? Or what do you say to this? Is this just something that ESPN or whoever makes this decision says, okay, here's the flavor of the day. We get a lot of attention for this. Nobody's going to remember who this 19-year-old girl is, and nobody's going to remember who the soldier was, but everybody knows who Caitlyn Jenner is.
Right. It's a big marketing ploy, right?
That's all. So do they get? Do they deserve what they're getting here for criticism? Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Doesn't make any difference to me one way or another. I don't care who gets the award. But for those who do think it's important, it's another thing to get up and, to get riled up about. All right, so Kenny, what do you have for comments? Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day, social media stuff going on today at Doug Steffen, the Doug Steffen world, if you will.
Tracy says, oh, good grief, there are many kinds of courage. I'm sure every year there are many good choices.
Okay. Yeah. That's about the ESPY Awards. All right, what else?
Scott says, I will never watch the ESPYs again.
Okay, yeah. Scott. Yeah. Good for you. One less viewer.
Tom says, this is the most any of us have seen or talked about the ESPY Awards since we quit leaving the TV on ESPN when we were in college.
Or talked about Bruce Jenner or Caitlyn Jenner for a long time. Yeah, a little conversation here and there, but nothing like this. What else?
Tony says, if ESPN wants to honor Lauryn Hill, tell them to give the ESPY to Jenner and give $1 million to the cancer charity of their choice in Lauren's name.
There you go.
There you go.
What's wrong with that?
I'm down with that.
Yep. What else?
One more. John says, you guys are still talking about Jenner. That's unfortunate. You've never argued over an ESPY award in your lives.
Mm. Here's a comment from Barbara in Texas. We were talking about the BPH in cans. She says, as a Texan, I'm mostly concerned about eating enchiladas from a can. For your own good, for your own good, make your own enchiladas. He walked through the grocery store. I was just thinking about this. And look at all of the, there's like a whole aisle now devoted to sort of Mexican food, right? The yellow cans and all the fixings that go with it.
Yeah, international foods. They have Asian and Latin and whatever else in there.
Yeah. Campbell's.
It's kosher goods.
Yeah. Let's see here. Apparently, Campbell's has stopped making or stopped using these kind of cans. Yeah, they are. They're using. I remember getting some Campbell's tomato soup earlier on this year, and it was in a plastic cup, not in the.
They have the styrofoam. Those are the microwavable cups.
Yeah,
they have.
They still have the cans too. Mm.
Okay, you want true confessions?
Yeah,
sure.
All right, I had one apple pie left from the store in my freezer. If you were walking around my farmhouse this morning, you would smell the wafting of the pie cooking.
Oh, Meredith must not be there to stop you.
No, she's not. No, I'm having, the last two or three days I have been so hungry. Man, how did you know that, Molly? Could you hear it?
I could, yes.
I have been so hungry. I haven't had ice cream, cookies, pies, cakes, nothing for almost 2 months.
Wow.
And I am just...
Come on in our studio here. Molly brought in chocolate almond horns. Soft almond cookies dipped in dark chocolate.
Lovely.
Yeah, they're Jennifer horns.
Really?
Yeah.
What are you doing? I'm thinking. Well, think me up a cup of coffee and a chocolate donut with some of those little sprinkles on top, will you?
All right. What movie is that? Should we save that for Chucker? That's one of the great...
Classic.
Oh, it's a great movie. Tommy Lee Jones. Yep. Let's see here. Do we need to spend a little bit more? I feel like Conan O'Brien, who does this, it's sort of distracting and distressing. We've been on the FDA a couple of times today. The drug is called flibanserin, I believe. FLIBANSERIN. Viagra for women. They have been turned down by the FDA a couple of times because there's concern about it being a cancer-causer. That was the same thing with Viagra when that was first. I got to test it. And but how do you test something? Because you don't really know what the outcome is going to be for 20, 30 years. That was the thing with statins. Dr. Ken and I have talked about this any number of times on our weekend health program. Statin drugs, when they were first, I wouldn't have taken one of those things the first 10, 20 years. He thought he was going to have to give me one this year, but I don't have to have it. Because, in fact, my arteries are cleaner than they have been for quite a long time. One of the things, though, that happens when you look at how these things are derived, how they come up with these ideas, this was something else used for something else. And somehow or other, somebody either figured it out or tried it, and they found that it fixed whatever the... It was supposed to be for people who can't sleep, people who get dizzy, who are dizzy, right? Isn't that what it's for?
It was antidepressant.
Antidepressant, okay.
And then they found the side effect.
Right.
And that's the way most of these drugs work.
Right. They found out, give it to people, the antidepressant, and it really made them not only not depressed, but eager for sex. So,
The difference, of the differences here that's interesting is that this pill you have to take every day.
Mm-hmm.
For it to have an effect on you, as opposed to the little blue pill, you go, okay, I need something, and let's go, upstairs.
Let's go surfing now. Pill. Everybody's learning how. Come on, it's safari with me.
I think there's a little more Barry White in there than that. Maybe more of a let's get it on.
All right, Doug Steffen's story today about a boy who, these are 8-year-old Christian McPhillamy. Grew out his hair for more than 2 years so he could cut it off and donate it to children who have lost their hair, i.e. those children who have cancer, getting treatment. So he had his hair cut. Pictures of the hair at DougSteffen.com. He was called a girl. He was told he couldn't play sports. He got all kinds of disapproving looks from adults. And he never said a word. What he decided was he wanted to have his hair grow so he could help children. Then, in fact, he has never met. He doesn't know. What an inspiration.
How sweet.
Isn't it really? It's a sweet, sweet story.
Yeah.
About a good deed. So that story, maybe you'll be inspired by it. He started growing his hair in Christmas 2012, saw a commercial for St. Jude's, and thought, wow, those kids are all losing their hair. What are they? And a lot of kids do wear wigs and that sort of thing when they go through all of this. He got a lot of taunts, a lot of comments from people when it got below his chin. Some people are just stupid. That's all. Sometimes when you're sick, you can't wear
fake hair. Some of the wigs that are made out of fake hair, you can't use them.
Yeah,
you have to use real hair.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, that's. I think one of our good stories of the day. You can check it out at DougSteffen.com. Dr. Joy Brown here in a moment to help those of us, I say that in the sort of collective sense, because, there are people who have varying degrees of various problems, right? Is that a nice way of putting it? Problems?
Sure.
You got problems? We have solutions for those of you who worry too much. In just a moment here on Good Day.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Hall of Famer made his living above the rim, collecting a good part of his 26,000 career points in spectacular fashion. His nickname? The Human Highlight Film.
Baseline drive, Dominique. Oh, my goodness! Did you see that jam? I don't know how he did that. Dominique, oh, my goodness!
So where is Dominique Wilkins now? Neek is the vice president of basketball operations for the Atlanta Hawks, where he spent most of his career. He's also an analyst for all of the Hawks' broadcasts. Dominique has his own line of wine, Wilkins Private Reserve. And recently, he and 24 Hour Fitness announced the launching of the Dominique Wilkins Basketball Academy.
Well, the human highlight machine got it cranked up.
And the human highlight film keeps on rolling. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. 888-759-MYTV.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
I'm getting married in the morning.
And Dr. Buff here. What's the perfect age to get married? You know, the one that guarantees your marriage will work. And if you're considering marriage, well, there are several things you should consider. The longer you date, the greater the odds of marital success. But your age when you marry also plays a part. Here's the science of it. If you're young when you marry, and we're talking about below the age of 25, then the odds of your marriage lasting just aren't that good. So what's a cheap psychological trick? It seems that marital success and age when one marries, well, it's correlated. The older you are, the more mature you are, and the greater the chances your marriage will work. So, what's the magic number? Well, if you wait until you're at least 25 years of age, you know what? You may just increase the odds that your marriage will last forever. More info at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Today on AppJack, sleep is a customizable soundboard with 100 relaxing sounds to help you sleep. Great interface, and it really works.
Boy, that sure sounds good.
Sleep. It's a hit.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Hall of Famer was nicknamed Nuxie. He didn't make his major league debut until he was 25 and threw his final pitch at 48. He's among the all-time leaders in starts, wins, losses, innings, walks, and strikeouts.
And the pitch. Knuckleball struck him out.
So where is Phil Niekro now? Phil currently sits on the board of advisors for Kids Studios, a company dedicated to developing socially responsible online game for kids. A statue of Phil throwing his knuckler stands outside Atlanta's Turner Field. Phil was also the manager of the Colorado Silver Bullets, an all-women baseball team which played against semi-pro men's teams. Look out for that knuckleball. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Well, it seems that we can't make a connection to Joy. I was hoping
I was worried about that.
What? Making you worried?
Yes.
There is this whole thing. And think about it. How you spend your time. How many of you... I'm off and on of this. It depends on what's going on. There are some things in my life that I have worried about. Mostly relationship stuff. I don't worry much about my children because I think they're in a good place. I don't much worry about my business or the people that I'm associated with. Once in a while there are things that come into play that I need to fix and deal with or advance and how to do it. Sometimes you wonder what the right way is to do it. And I don't know if worry fits into be concerned or just aware as much as anything else. So the word can be applied any number of ways. But for the nominal use of the word worry, we understand that most of the things we worry about never happen. But we continue to pay the toll for worry, which brings about fear. How many decisions in your life do you make because you're afraid of this? How many times a day do you hear yourself saying, I'm afraid of, or I'm scared to death about it? Those are horrible words.
But isn't it usually the people who can sit and worry and be consumed by worry, it's because of trauma. It's because of bad things that have happened before, things that have snuck up on you that you didn't expect.
Not to everybody. Some people worry because they're
scared of life.
Yeah, they expose themselves too much to the news media. Nah, there's much more good going on in life than not. It's just that we are confounded and confronted every day with this the terrorism that comes out of speakers when the news is on, or visuals that you see in the newspapers, the print, the television stories.
I know people who worry constantly, incessantly, who don't watch the news, who don't read the
paper.
But you
know what? How about turning it around? Instead of fear, how about practicing faith? One of my great new things in life is to practice faith and trust in people, in institutions. I always trust everybody anyway until they give me a reason not to. But there's something about it that is endemic in successful people. They don't make fear-based decisions and don't worry a lot. So think about that. 51 after on Good Day.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Healthy diet and exercise should be a part of any weight loss effort. A small shipping and handling fee may apply.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. How did I become so fat?
If you are a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, you may be eligible for our risk-free trial of Ambrin Complete by calling 1-800-210-4432. After 40, your body changes, and so should your weight loss strategy. Ambrin Complete is a unique combination of clinically tested formulas specifically for women over 40. Ambrin Complete helps you balance hormones, relieve hot flashes, night sweats, sleeplessness, promote energy levels, and yes, help you lose weight, including that stubborn fat. No crazy diets or exercise routines required. Just take Ambrin Complete for 90 days. It's that easy. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Ambrin hotline today. But wait, call right now and we'll give you a 20-day supply of Ambrin free. Call 1-800-210-4432. That's 1-800-210-4432. Again, 1-800-210-4432.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Now 53 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. It's Tech Talk time. Greg Steffen will join us in a moment from Men's Health Magazine. Here's the lowdown on what we've got here. We think when there were call letters of WWDC, isn't there a station in Washington?
DC 101.
Yeah, okay. Well, there's also a Worldwide Developer Conference that Apple is sponsoring, so we're going to talk with Greg about that, plus how to deal with consumer calls, marketers, and the expletives that are coming from people who don't want to hear the marketing calls. But we'll get to the bottom line of how you deal with those, or how do you keep those calls from coming in a matter of moments here on Good Day.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
How can you get out of your comfort zone? Change your pace.
People typically make decisions fast or slow, says Alan Henry at Lifehacker. Switch it up to get out of your comfort zone.
First, if you usually rush to decisions, take your time. Observe the situation and analyze your observations before you decide.
It may feel strange, but you'll find being thorough sometimes has advantages.
Second, if you often delay decisions, make a snap judgment. It'll feel a little scary, but don't research every option. Decide now.
You'll jumpstart projects, learn to trust your judgment, and see there are times when a quick decision works well.
Change your decision-making pace for your big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial, along with 2 free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
All right, Greg Steffen is here from Men's Health Magazine. About once every 2 or 3 months, Greg, I get my eye teeth caught behind or my tongue caught behind my eye teeth, and I don't know what I'm saying. So I'm trying to wrap myself around the Worldwide Developer Conference that Apple is having as they do their usual, let's take all of the news time that we can get to promote our stuff, us and ourselves, and the news media is happy, it would seem, to go along. So what is this Worldwide Developer Conference that they're having?
Well, the first thing to understand, Doug, is that this is not a consumer event. It's for developers who develop apps and things for the operating systems, mm-hmm. the operating systems for the Mac and for the iPhone and the iPad, the iOS. So we're not going to see things like new iPhones or new iPads.
But we're going to have people who are working with Apple
yes.
to make a million or two or three on their own just yes. by having the association with Apple.
Yes, and so, creating all of the, frankly, the really amazing stuff that makes us love our smartphones.
How do they, when they team up with Apple, how much does Apple get out of these apps?
Good question. I mean, there's a whole business behind this. So sure. when you have an app on the App Store and you charge for the app, I have to confess, I don't remember what the percentage is, but I think Apple mm-hmm. keeps 30%.
Really?
And you keep 70%. I may be off on that. Mm-hmm. But it is a rev share model. It's not unlike, frankly, eBay. They create the marketplace.
Right.
They enable you to sell your product in the marketplace.
Correct.
And they take their piece for you taking advantage of the marketplace.
A while back, Doug, we had talked about some of the numbers that that whole sphere creates, mm-hmm. like the Apple economy, and how much money people in the world have made because of Apple products.
Yes.
And it's mind-boggling.
It is mind-boggling.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if we found out it was the 20th or the 30th or the 50th largest economy in the world.
Yeah.
I mean, it creates that kind of wealth for people. And this is wealth that people are able to create without having to come up with necessarily a lot of resources on their own. You mm-hmm. don't have to build a factory. You have to have a computer and sit in your garage and be a smart programmer and anticipate something that people will want in the marketplace. It's,
yeah.
it's really a very beautiful thing.
All right, so speaking of Apple, some of the Apple Watch models available in stores in a couple of weeks. They say the order backlog has been cleared. Wasn't the promise for these things to be available a couple of months ago?
Well, they have. They've been available. You've been able to go into an Apple store, look at one, and then buy one online.
Ah, okay.
So you've been able to buy one, I think, since April. Don't quote me on that. But it's been a few months now. Now what Apple is saying is, and this tends to happen with Apple products, when they first launch, there's a backlog. People have to wait to get them. And then at some point, you can walk into a store and buy it wherever you want. And now they're rolling them out into retailers beyond the Apple store.
I was in the Apple store yesterday, and when the guy next to me said, "How much is this one?" and the guy told him $1,000.
Oh, it wasn't the $10,000 Apple Watch.
That's when I excused myself from the Apple Watch table.
Excuse me.
They do start at $349, so they are more affordable than
I don't know that I was looking at that one.
I think I'm giving away one of them for a prize just for fun.
I accept right. that.
Thank you. Greg Stebbin, technology editor from Men's Health Magazine. Here on Good Day.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.
America. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.